Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What a crazy day. That's what the NFL is all. Roger Goodell is sitting in his man cave with his arms crossed going, okay, ratings from late morning till, the morning pretty much.
I choose to believe that the other side of that basement game room behind the camera that you don't get to see.
Vault.
Is like Dr. Doom and like an evil lair, and there's sharks with laser beams on their heads and all. He's Dr. Evil.
I choose to believe it's like Fort Knox, and there's just gold bars from all the money he's made. Black and Gold Uncensored, brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. We welcome in Ed Bouchette. He's brought to you by MediConnect, bridging the healthcare gap. Ed, what a day. You know what's crazy to me, Ed, before we get into the nuts and bolts of all of this, is if you look at the three-pronged situation that needed to happen, the thing that was the biggest long shot going into the day, the Jaguars winning, ended up being by far the easiest, Ed.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way, Colin. You're right. And it was right from the get-go, too, right? I mean, Jacksonville took control of that game and never let go. It was just phenomenal. It was I didn't give them any chance.
That was the one that wasn't going to come home in all of this, and it was the easiest one. Now, let's get to the Steelers real quick, though, in looking at all of this. Let's go to the very end in the last drive and all of that. Did you have confidence? Tell me the truth. You're watching this. You're seeing it happen and unfold in front of you. Did you have confidence that Ben had another drive in him to kind of cap off his career like this?
I don't know about confidence. I watch. You know, I just watch and see what's going on. And, you know, when it came to those third and longs, you figured, well, they're going to go for it on fourth down, right? But that fourth down play, what was it, fourth and eight,
mm-hmm.
The pass to McLeod over the middle, that was it. I mean, I'm going, well, they make it or they lose. And not lose, but tie they lose, right? The tie
right.
They don't get in.
Right.
So that was the one right there that I kind of went, I don't know if they're going to pull this off. But as we all know, they did.
How important is it to get even a one-armed Najee Harris back in the second half, too, Ed?
Well, it was important on that 15-yard run, that's
yeah.
For sure. Although I thought Benny Snell had a couple good runs there. There was just no room inside, you know, and the 15-yarder came around left end. You know, they had different personnel in there, and they still couldn't get it done as they did the previous week against the Browns. But that's a good run-stopping team. The Ravens are, and you know, nothing is easy against them, and vice versa.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Fast forward now, let's talk real quick about the Raiders game and the Chargers game. Is this just a total flop by Brandon Staley and what he did, and that a team was trying to hand him a tie and he screwed it up? Is that the way you read it?
Well, first of all, I was asleep when that happened, mm-hmm. Colin. I did not stay up to watch that game. I woke up at 12:45 and I went, I wonder who won that game. And I went through the whole thing. I went, oh, my God. Yeah, I think that's the way everybody's looking at it, right? Stop the clock, give them more time. I don't know what the Raiders were going to do there. It looked like they were going to pass. Some thought they were going to just take the tie, but it looked like they were going to go for it, right?
Well, they probably were going to run the football just the same, but they would have
They were in a shotgun, though. Weren't they in a shotgun formation, too? Not that you can't run out of the shotgun.
Right.
Nonetheless, they would have had a lot less time. And it would have been a deeper field goal they would have had to attempt if they wouldn't have gained those yards.
Well, what was there? There was 38 seconds left, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When he called timeout.
On third down, right?
And then they ran for 10, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, there still would have been time, right? They just, I mean...
Well, if they get to the line there and they run a play, and let's say they run the exact same play, right, and they rip off the 10 yards, you're right. I guess the Brandon Staley timeout wouldn't matter there because the Raiders would use their final one. I think what's catching everybody this morning is did you necessarily – his excuse after the game, I don't know if you saw, Ed, was, well, we wanted to get in the right personnel package.
Right, right. And then he put a defensive back in. For a linebacker, right? Isn't that what he did?
I believe so. Yeah. So
to
you know,
stop the run.
Does it necessarily make sense there to worry about the personnel package that's out on the field? Is that still the right spot to call a timeout there? When again, if you just stop them with the guys that you have out there on the field, you're essentially working your way into the tie that gets you into the playoffs.
You know, here we're talking about a coach screwing up the time management, and it's not Mike Tomlin.
No, very good point. Very good point. By the way, text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. T.J. Watt made his money yesterday for sure. You know, I'm watching that game, and I'm watching the fourth quarter, and I turn to my daughter, who is screaming and yelling. Her and my son are screaming and yelling to television. And I just said to her, I said, watch these two guys in Hayward and in Watt. They were unblockable for Spans yesterday, Ed, and they really did validate that paycheck, I thought.
Yeah, that blocked pass. Well, TJ did it the week before, too. That blocked pass that he had on third down was as important as the sack. You know, when he rushed in and knocked the pass down and the interception came later? I'm trying to remember on that play, but that was a huge play, too.
Steelers
Mike Tomlin said it afterward when he was asked about Ben and TJ. He said, you know, he keeps saying it over and over. I mean, basically, I'm going to paraphrase, these guys are, you know, they just get it done.
Looking ahead, Ed, to Sunday night, how do they stay in it with the Chiefs? Can they stay in it with the Chiefs?
Well, they're going to do whatever they didn't do last time, or they got to not do what they did last time, right? 36-10. They couldn't stop them doing anything. They were terrible in that game on defense, just awful. And then on offense, they weren't much better. But, you know, what are they, already 13-point underdogs or something like that? And I think that's about right. I don't know that they can win, but who knows in this game
pretty
anymore,
good.
Right?
Yeah, pretty. You didn't think Jacksonville could win yesterday.
Exactly.
No one did.
No, I didn't. Jacksonville, Steelers, and then they almost had the tie at night. You know, you talked about the Jacksonville one was the most unexpected. I think the tie was almost the most unexpected, right? You know, came within a whisker of happening.
For sure. What was your understanding of logistically how the defensive calls came in yesterday for the Steelers?
Well, I think Mike Tomlin was calling them, right?
I'm asking. You're the guy. You're the guest. I'm asking you. You're the expert.
I wasn't there. I don't know. I wasn't there. And it's not like Mike Tomlin gave any answers afterwards. So, and you can't talk to these guys anymore anyway, which is another reason I wasn't there. But I think Terrell Austin was probably involved. You know, he's a former defensive coordinator. He's up in the booth. He's the lead veteran on that defense with Keith Butler being out. So, I would guess he had a big hand in it, but I did notice after that interception by Cam Sutton in the end zone, Mike Tomlin was getting a lot of slaps on the back, and he was giving hand slaps with everybody. So I think maybe he called that one.
Well, and that leads to a very good question. I think in terms of Terrell Austin and his involvement, What is he almost a co-coordinator? What has his role been in his time in Pittsburgh and especially this year? How would you characterize his role?
As assistant defensive coach, I think he is, yes, he has a big hand in it, and he's been kind of an unknown guy. You know, he's, to me, he should have a better role, a bigger job than what he has somewhere. I mean, at the very least, a defensive coordinator. He's been interviewed for a number of head coaching jobs. That seems to have passed him by. You know, when people try to point to Mike Tomlin not hiring good coaches, that's not true with Terrell Austin for sure.
Steelers insider Ed Bouchette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. What's the next step after Kevin Colbert hangs it up after the draft, Ed?
Well, you have some candidates in-house. You know, Brandon Hunt, I think, would be one. People are talking about Omar. I think Omar's has leaned more toward the management end, you know, the executive kind of thing where he might be a president of a team someday rather than a general manager, an operating football guy. And, you know, outside, hey, look, Doug Whaley's been doing a show on your station this year, and I don't know that that's a coincidence. Maybe he wanted to raise his level of, you know, awareness here. But I would think he might be a candidate as well.
I think he just wanted to hang out with Colony.
Right. I think he wanted to just kick it with Jim Colony. I mean, that's not a bad thing, is it? You've done that before in your life. You've hung out with Jim Colony.
Yes, I have, but I'm not a general manager candidate.
You don't know that. You don't know that to be the case right now.
Your name might be on a whiteboard somewhere right now.
Well, then we would really know how far they've slid, right?
Are these reports accurate? Do you believe that at the end of the draft, it'll be the end of Kevin Colbert's days as the general manager here?
Well, I think probably they are. I mean, I've heard some rumors along the way. Kevin always has told people he didn't want to lead the Steelers in a downward slide. And I don't know that they're there, but they certainly have some rebuilding to do, and they have the most important one to do is the quarterback. Maybe he's just decided to leave that up to his next man. The interesting thing to me, fellas, is even, you know, his contract runs through the draft, but that doesn't necessarily mean they might want the new guy to help pick the next quarterback. And I don't know that that's going to happen this year. They're certainly probably going to sign a veteran at the very least to compete with Mason, but you'd think they'd want the next guy to be involved in that.
Well, what are the chances?
Maybe Kevin stays on as a consultant like Ozzie Newsome did.
I was going to say, what are the chances, Ed, the next person, the next GM is not already down there on the south side or doesn't have experience being a Pittsburgh Steeler?
The chance it isn't?
Yeah.
I mean, like I mentioned, you know, there's some candidates. Doug Whaley's one, and he's not down there.
But he's worked. He's been a part of the organization.
Yeah, I think they like familiarity. Even when they hired Kevin, I mean, they knew about Kevin. He never worked for them, but he did work for, I think he worked for Blesto briefly, and obviously he's from the north side where the Rooneys came from and North Catholic and all that, so they were well aware of Kevin. I don't know that that's a primary thing, but it certainly helps.
Perfect. All right, Ed. Well, we appreciate you. Have a great Monday. Kansas City, Sunday night, 8:15 our time. How do you like that window of a game? Would you rather be earlier?
Oh, always early.
There we go.
1 o'clock is always. My
certainly, I know.
If they started at 10 o'clock, it'd be better. You know,
you better get that. Yeah, right. 8 a.m. be fine. Latin Mass, 6:30 a.m. Let's do it.
London game, right?
Yeah. Sure. thank you, Ed. We appreciate it. As always, we will chat again.
All right, fellas. See you
there
later.
He is. On
Take
the fan
easy.
Hotline brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Ed, not burning it at both ends, but he got caught up to speed last. He woke up at 12:40 last night and took it all in. Good for Ed.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. He makes a lot of great points. You know what? That's a really good point on Terrell Austin and how much of a factor he has been with his defense.
And if there's going to be any appreciable change in the coaching staff this offseason, would that be an easy way to take care of it while still keeping somebody from in-house while, you know, maybe Keith Butler rides off into the sunset as well and Austin simply gets promoted to D.C.? So we thought it happened very early in the game in the first quarter. That ended up being what they call an aborted play. And then it happened for real in the second quarter.
First and goal. Ben Cleveland, a rookie out of Georgia, 66, is the best baller at guard, the left side. Hundley holds, steps up. Hundley sacks T.J. Watt! NFL history!
Ian Eagle and Charles Davis on the call, NFL on CBS. T.J. Watt after the game on tying the NFL single-season sack record.
I mean, it's definitely a cool feeling. Like I said, I don't know if any of it's really hit me. It's not just myself. There's so many great players and coaches and schemes and a lot of selfless guys in that locker room that allow me to make plays. So it's not – that record isn't just mine.
It doesn't go without noticing that for a second week in a row, not just another AFC North opponent, not just another game that we thought would be Ben's last in some way, that Najee Harris, by virtue of not the stats, but by coming back in and being a big part of the fourth quarter and overtime, and T.J. Watt, just by being T.J. Watt throughout most of the game, are the focal points, I think, as you walk away from this one looking toward the future, not just the immediate future, but the long-term future.
No, Colin. I agree. I'll tell you, this defensive front, like, talk about the sacks, though, back to Watt. You know what's I rewound the game more than I ever did yesterday, like rewound plays and whatever. Adams and Wormley have really held the fort down. Like, they have allowed T.J. Watt to continue to be T.J. Watt. It really astounds me that Montrevious Adams has walked right in. He got on a moving train.
To the point they just cut bugs.
He got on a moving train.
He did. To the point they just cut bugs the other day.
Yes.
They're like, no, thanks, but no thanks.
They want to give him an opportunity to catch on somewhere. I mean, I get that and understand it. But they were allowed to do that because Montrevious Adams and Wormley have played well. But more so than those guys and being comfortable,
right,
they allow T.J. Watt to not have to try to compensate inside at all. He just rushes the passer from the outside and does what he does.
You know, I actually went and looked it up. You know, this is according to PFF, so take it for what it's worth. I know a lot of people don't like PFF's grading and the way they go about things. Interior defenders, okay,
yeah,
in the National Football League. And they have over 150 guys graded, I think. You know who 27th is? Cam Hayward, second, by the way, to just Aaron Donald. But do you know who's 27th in the league this year amongst interior defenders?
Who's that?
Chris Wormley.
He's been great.
So, you know, that makes me wonder. You brought up Tuitt earlier, and our knee-jerk reaction is, well, you got to find out what's going on with Tuitt, right? Yeah, you do need to find out what's going on, but if Stephon Tuitt, for whatever reason, and I'm not going to make any presumptions about the reasons, decides to walk away, I'm not saying Chris Wormley is Stephon Tuitt, but he's been very important for them down the stretch. And I think, you know, that part's kind of gone unnoticed around Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt and Minka and all that, and Devin Bush's struggles. Top of the hour, we got to get back into a discussion about the end of this Raiders-Chargers game, the way it went down, what people
Jim,
were
fresh
thinking.
Fresh off his show, he'll come in and talk.
Jim, oh, that's right. The Friday night show apparently just was totally off the rails.
I heard somebody texted me at one point. Jim was talking about urinating on his own hands. I swear to you.
Boise Salou? Is he talking about
Boise
Salou?
I think, I don't know. They said he was all over the place to the point in which it was Quaalude-esque. And they didn't know if Jim was serious or it was a spoof. And he was dead serious. They said he was all over the place. They said they need more late night Jim.
We should. We should find a way to make that happen.
I don't disagree.
Hear Ben Roethlisberger's post-game comments in about 15 minutes. And we don't want to rain on the parade. Steelers are going to the playoffs. We're excited about it. But are you prepared for one thing in particular this offseason? That's next on the Fan Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A victorious morning after here on the Fan Morning Show as the Steelers are going to the playoffs. Yes, the morning after brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. We'll get back into the end of the Chargers-Raiders game in just a couple of minutes. In about 10 minutes or so, you'll hear Ben Roethlisberger's post-game comments as he gets at least one more week, one more game as Steelers quarterback. Mike Tomlin after yesterday's win down in Baltimore.
You know, that's been our story all year, man. You guys buried us when we were 1-3, you know? Man, we got a lot of warts, but we're here. And that's been our position since September.
When we get to talking about the warts this offseason, Colin, how often are we going to hear, yeah, well, we made the playoffs. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade because I'm excited. We get one more week of football at least, and we get one more game for Roethlisberger. We get a playoff game too, and you never know what could happen in the playoffs. But I get the feeling also that this getting into the playoffs is going to be used as a way to sort of salve over, cover up, hide some of those warts that we all know exist that Mike Tomlin just admitted to there.
It can be both, though. It can be both.
Sure.
And I look at it as both. That you can celebrate in what you did in the immediacy, which is what they should do. I don't know if I'd thumb my nose at everybody like Mike Tomlin did, but good for him if he feels that way. And I don't know if everybody counted them out. We thought they'd be about a 500 team. They were just over a 500 team or so. And then that
when they were 1-3, I got to be honest, I was ready to see like a 5-12 year. I thought we were going to get there.
No, I said that they'd be about win one, lose one, win one. I thought that that's – and they made the playoffs because – they beat Tyler Huntley at the end, and Jacksonville beat
Indianapolis.
I mean, that's kind of what happened. But you can have it sort of both ways here, and I think I do, in so much as, all right, we're celebratory because of what we did, but there's also, when we get on the other side of it, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, whether it's next Sunday night and early Monday morning at 12:15 in the morning, or whether it's a week after that, those same problems are still right in the Steelers' windshield.
They haven't changed.
Yeah, they're going to be there. And so it's okay. Like, I enjoy what the ride is right now, knowing when that ride comes to an end, there's going to be some really big decisions that need to be made.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't change any.
The question that you ask, though, is a really good one. Will they say, because it doesn't matter what what the guy in Baldwin or Blahnok says. It matters what happens on the South side. And will the Steelers use going to the playoffs as saying, STFU, we made the playoffs, we're doing it right? That's a great question.
Mike, in light of the way you guys were ranked 32 in against the run on defense this year,
we made the playoffs.
Well, Mike,
you guys counted us out. We made the playoffs.
Mike, you were only able to run for so many yards per carry this year. Najee had a tough time finding holes with that offensive
line. We had a game on January 16th.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Right. Now, it won't be that aggressive, right?
I don't know that.
I don't think it will be. But would it surprise you if that's not the tone and tenor of the Steelers
front
office?
There are 17 other football teams, you know, 18, whatever.
There are 32 teams in this league.
They'd love to be in a position.
Yeah, 18 of them would have loved to have been in the playoffs.
I don't know if they'll be that forward with it, but don't you get the impression that might start to fester in their brain a little bit?
And I worry
single elimination.
And whether that's the response they give to us as the media and the fans doesn't worry me as much as is that what they're actually thinking? Like, if that's what they're actually thinking, that getting to the playoffs, like, hey, you know, we pulled it off. We got it. Do they actually look at it, and does it affect their honest look in the mirror this offseason?
Can I tell you why?
An evaluation that needs to take place.
No, because this one's so different because of quarterback evolution. If it was 3 years ago and it was Ben going from year, you know, 13 to year 14 or something like that, they may go with that tact. I don't think they can honestly say that and use that as, here's our stock answer, we made the playoffs.
Right.
Everybody could STFD or you, however you want
right.
to. Here you go. You don't matter. We're trudging down this path and we're just fine. But because this one is so much different, because they're going to have to infuse a new quarterback, they can't just use that.
But here's the thing. It won't explain away the ability to do all the things that, or to do some of the things that need to be done. But like, we already know the quarterback is going to need to be replaced, right? We could talk about the offensive line needing to be fortified, maybe
yes.
free agency signings, maybe draft picks, whatever. We've talked about depth on the defensive side of the ball, both on the line and in the middle of the linebacking core. Maybe a new starting strong safety as well, if Edmonds is gone, as we would expect. All these different things that you need to add into the mix this offseason, coupled with maybe some coaching changes, right? Neither one of these coordinators seems like they're long for the job based on the way things went this year. Keith Butler, just because, well, he's not actually calling the plays anyway, and Matt Canada, because the offense can't get out of its own way. So do they look at it and say, well, yeah, we know we got to find a new quarterback, but all that other stuff, or this thing, it's not as big a deal as you guys are saying it is, you know, or this thing over here, it's not as big a deal as you're saying. We made the playoffs, remember, you know, that's my only, is that not just do they say that to us, but does it actually seep into their thinking somewhat going into the offseason that, you know, going into the offseason, had they lost to Cleveland and Baltimore, or even lost yesterday, or even won yesterday, but the Colts end up winning the way they should, or maybe they end up getting the tie last night between the Chargers and Raiders, and they don't make the playoffs. Going into the offseason without making the playoffs would be, I think, very easy way to take a step back and have an honest assessment of, hey, we didn't make the playoffs, we're in trouble, this is not good, as opposed to, we made the playoffs, man. Yeah, we got warts. We understand the warts.
I think it's pretty enlightening, though, if this is kind of rock bottom. Like, if this is the bottoming
yes.
out, this is a very big positive, though. If this is, okay, our quarterback is playing with one arm. He's, you know, he's not very good anymore. He's just gutting it through. He led us on one drive at the very end. We got to find a new quarterback. If this is the bottom of that curve and this bottoms out, this is pretty damn good.
But it also means you're not going to – we've said this before. With this team as
they
it's currently constructed –
they lost to a lot of playoff teams this year.
Yeah. This team as it's currently constructed is not going 5-12 or 6-11
and getting
a top 10 draft pick. It's not.
To play glass half full, this might be the bottom for the Steelers.
Which is – kind of crazy if you think about it.
Yes, and sign me up for that.
Oh yeah, if the bottom is barely scraping in as the final wild card every year, yeah, sure, I'll take that. You're right, it's not the ultimate goal. We talk about that all the time.
Absolutely,
but I'll take it if rock bottom is this. Ben Roethlisberger knows that the end is, well, it's still off on the horizon. It's not here yet. He hasn't hit the end of the road. Hear what he had to say post game, and then we get back into that end to the Raiders-Chargers game at the top of the hour. All coming up here. It is the Fan Morning Show presented to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Kevin Colbert, according to reports, going to step down after the draft. What's that mean for what's next for the Pittsburgh Steelers? We get into it at 8:30 in the end of that Raiders-Chargers game. Just wild. And nearly bounced the Steelers from their playoff spot. That coming up in about 12 minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. Ben Roethlisberger gets at least one more ride for the old Cowboy. They'll head out to Arrowhead to face the Chiefs on Sunday night. He spoke post-game. One of the first things he was asked, where's that one right there rank amongst fourth quarter comebacks, Ben?
Pretty special. You know, do you expect anything different in this rivalry at this place? And you know, it's special. I mean, anytime you can come to this place and get a win, people always ask me, where's my least favorite place to play? And it's always Baltimore. And it's for a couple reasons. One, because of how good the team usually is in the defense. This place is always crazy loud, and the fans are ruthless, which I think is that's a compliment, you know, to this place and how hard it is to play here. So it's pretty special to get the win.
Ben, how did you guys, you've been doing it all year. You struggle, but when you have to, you make the play. And you did it again today.
We just like to stress people out early, all you guys and all our fans at home. I have no idea. I think it shows something about this team, though, that you can continue to fight and never give up. And, you know, you guys have asked me a million times, those of you that are in Pittsburgh, you know, why, what's the issue? I don't know. But, you know, it'd be nice to figure it out now.
Ben, you knew this could be your last game. I'm sure with maybe points during the game, think about that, and now it's not your last. How's that?
You know, it was crazy because my dad actually texted me last night, and asked how I was doing. I said, fine. It didn't feel, for whatever reason, it didn't feel like, okay, this is it. I think last week was so much more emotional. It took it all out, and it just made me feel like, let's go play. So it never, at no point during this game did I think, man, this is it. It's almost over. It just didn't feel like that, and I'm glad I didn't have those feelings.
Is the family here today?
No, just some friends.
Ben, you mentioned the Drake coming back and, you know, making a play. You mentioned Joey Herker, Mike Tomlin talking about Freiermuth kind of making a mistake and coming back, making a play. Najee fighting through his injury. Mm-hmm. What does it say about these young guys and what they were able to do today?
Yeah, guys are resilient. Guys fight. That's what makes this team special. You know, we talk about what's wrong with us early in games, and I don't have answers, but the fact that guys are fighting all the way to the end and making plays for us at the end, you know, it's just awesome. And, you know, the NFL needs to give T.J. Watt a half a sack.
You've been in some joyous, celebratory locker rooms. Where does this one rank? I mean, because of what you guys overcame and pulled it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's up there. You know, I mean, there's a lot of, and I think part of it is because it was so many people got involved. So many people helped make this happen. Offense, defense, Boz. I mean, there was never a doubt Boz was going to make that. I mean, no offense to the guy on the other side. He's pretty darn good, too. But I think our guy's pretty good. And so this is a group that, you know, we just wanted to try and get in. And hopefully the NFL gives T.J. Watt a half a sec.
All right, final one.
Ben, you said before the end of because you're human, you're going to be peeking at the scoreboard of Colts Jags. How much were you aware of that game during your game? And how will you watch the Sunday night game?
Well, it was hard not to be aware, considering Baltimore loved to keep playing. I think they did a little gamesmanship, same thing as having Suggs back. But, you know, it is what it is. We knew we had to take care of our business first and foremost, and it took extra time, but we found a way to do it. And, like I said, I just hope the NFL gives T.J. Watt a half a sack.
I think you made your point, Ben. Thank you. Ben Roethlisberger on the T.J. Watt half sack he'd like to see, and, of course, everything else post-game after the win over the Ravens. And the old Cowboy, Colin, gets one more ride. And they could go into I stand by this. They could go into Kansas City and lose 35-0. I think it will be worth it to have this extra week of...
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Not try to win games?
Yeah, no.
For the people that are like, well, you know, here's the thing. And I saw these jokers this morning, okay? And they're already out there. Missing the playoffs and drafting higher is significantly better than making it. Getting embarrassed and drafting lower. It's not even debatable. Well, yeah, first of all, yeah, it is debatable. Second of all, once you know, they're going to be between, what, 11th and the difference would be between, like, 11th and 18th in the draft.
12th and 19th, I went back and looked at records. So, yeah, something about a 7-spot difference in the draft.
Okay. You know, you could hit, you could miss, you might get your guy, you might not. Are you not supposed to just try to win football games, period? Next sentence, well, end of story for me.
And it's not just winning the final two games and getting into the playoffs. I guess what I'm dreading is, like, they're going to go to Kansas. Let's play this scenario out for just a second. They go to Kansas City. I don't know. They lose 34-10, okay? And everybody the next day wants to go revisionist history and say, see, you know, I knew it wouldn't matter if they went to the playoffs because they were going to get killed anyway. And now they're going to pick 19th. They should have just, no. We all appreciated these last 2 weeks. We've all enjoyed these last 2 weeks. And we're all going to enjoy the week-long buildup to a playoff game on Sunday night. I'm sorry, if you're a fan, you just do. You appreciate seeing the franchise quarterback go out with a couple of big divisional wins, even if it means they go off to Kansas City and get slaughtered.
I worry about the draft in April. I worry about the playoffs right now. I mean, that's just how it is.
And this isn't a team that stated, like I talked about with the Dolphins the other day, this isn't a team that stated they were tanking and they were going to do everything they could to get the highest pick in the draft. This is a team that said, we're bringing the franchise quarterback back and damn, we're going to try and do everything we can. And getting into the playoffs, I'm sorry, that's got to be considered a success on some level to get into the playoffs with this team. Jim gets in on the conversation in just a couple of minutes. Maybe we'll get back into that conversation about the trade-off between giving the franchise quarterback the send-off that he wants and not winning the last two games and getting a better draft pick, that maybe in the 9 o'clock hour. Kevin Colbert apparently is going to be done after the draft. Those are the reports coming out yesterday morning. Anyway, we'll talk about that at 8:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.